Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and thank you for staying with us here as we continue talking about all kinds of wonderful things that are retrograde. And with us is Beth McDonald, our consultant out in the field, so to speak, out in the cosmos, the universe, talking about astronomical and astrological events that are going on. And we mentioned this 2 weeks ago. We mentioned it last week. And here we are. We're still in the midst of it. And it has been, I'm sure for most people, I'm going to phrase it this way, a very unusual 7 days.
Yes. Yes. My phone is actually ringing off the wall right now. And that's always a good indicator to me of how intense it is out there by what people bring to me. And, you know, Mercury, the thing I just want to say is breathe. Just take a deep breath, step back, don't take anything seriously, don't take anyone seriously. You know, use your blinkers when you're signaling to change lanes. You know, keep your seatbelt on. If
Let
you're on a bike, wear your
helmet. Let people
know
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, all the things we should be doing anyway, mm-hmm. but it's more crucial than ever right now. When Mercury is retrograde, people are just less rational, less present, more kind of reckless and careless and impulsive, especially because this one is in the sign of Leo, which moves pretty quickly. It's a fire sign. You know, fire moves fast, and so just downshift.
And we're out of this when?
August 7th.
Ah.
And so for a lot of people who party over Fiesta,
mm-hmm.
be smart, be careful, designate a driver, don't mouth off to cops, especially if you've been drinking, you know, show respect, you know, just be good little citizens this week.
If you say anything to the police officer,
it's yes, sir, and no, sir.
And viva la Fiesta.
And viva la.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Well,
this has been
good.
A public service announcement.
Now, we are in Leo, and we're in Leo for how long?
Oh, there's just a lot of energy in Leo right now, not to mention the Mercury retrograde. And the sun is in Leo until about the 22nd of August.
Okay.
So we've got a lot more time. What I love about Leo is it is so loving. It's got a big lion's heart. It's very generous. It's very magnanimous. It's very demonstrative. It's kind. You know, Leo can't, on a good day, Leo is one of the most awesome of signs.
Hmm.
It's very loving. It's
okay.
Very free.
Okay.
You know, it's fun to be around.
So how does, I guess that's the other part of the question. If we're in retrograde, then how do the attributes of Leo, as you've just described them, assist us, help us to move through retrograde in a more
gracious way.
That's a good word, gracious way,
in a more
way,
dignified
yes.
manner.
Yes.
Well, think about it. Leo is the king. Leo is the lion. And, you know, on a good day, when Mercury is retrograde in Leo and there's all this Leo energy, on a good day, it's easier to be compassionate and take the high road and not take it personally when other people are melting down or being less than good little citizens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When
okay.
other people are having a bad day or being kind of in their lower octaves, it's easier for us to be the bigger man,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Or woman.
Or woman.
As the case
yeah.
may be.
Yeah, proverbially.
Proverbially,
yeah.
right.
Now yeah.
I have
the bigger human.
Exactly. Now, I actually have three family members who are having birthdays between the 8th and the 13th. Of August.
Oh, yeah. Family stuff can really cluster. I've got a lot of Leos
yeah.
in my family, you know.
So, obviously, it depends upon how much contact I choose to have with them and all of that. By
right.
the same token, you know, wonderful people and everything. And my father will be 82 on the 13th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I'm probably more excited about that than he is. My father's 70th birthday, I asked him how he felt. And he says, well, I didn't expect to live this long, but I'm glad I'm here. Well, now he's 12 years older, and I'm sure he feels the same way. So,
right.
So it's quite a time for everybody, and we encourage folks to get in touch with you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or call 963-0842. And maybe if somebody's out there, maybe do a little trade to put your phone back on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, please call me only during regular business hours.
Yes, please. 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 or 7 to 3 or something.
Nine to five is good. Nine to five I can do.
Right. On top of everything else, we have the Olympics going on in London, which is interesting as well. And maybe we'll have a chance to talk a little bit about that and maybe some of the things that are going on there in terms of maybe some of the signs and some of the energies that are going on. And I don't know, it seems to me like Mercury in retrograde for the Olympics is going to make it rather interesting. And we'll talk about that next time. Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up. All right.